Heck no, he is not a Hall of Famer. I'm just going to say it off the top. I don't care what the name of the show is. I don't care what nothing is. I do care what the name of the show is. Welcome in. What's happening? It's Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 The Zone on this Tuesday morning.
Yes, it is.
Across the lush landscape of Nashville, TN, along with 11-year NFL veteran of life, Ramon Foster.
Yeah, yeah.
16-year MEAC competitor and participant ribbon winner, Jonathan Schaefer.
Steeplechase.
Ooh. Ooh. Participant? Ribbon?
The green
winner?
Participant ribbon.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, man.
I have a fleet of those from my non-athletic days, from field days.
I was most improved 10 years in a row.
You know, they still give them
you
out.
You start that low. All you got to do is learn one new thing, just 10 more seconds off the time.
One new hold a year.
Yep, one new hold. Go home, learn a new hold.
Go home.
That's all you got to do.
You know what I learned last week, too? They still give those out, the green ribbons. They're now called scholarship offers on Twitter.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Went down a rabbit hole last week, dog. Looking at recruiting. Who can my Vols finally lock up? Nobody. Because all scholarship offers are just ribbons nowadays.
Well, there you go.
Participation trophies, baby.
The name of the show's at J Martin and Ramon. You can find us there on Twitter as well. At Ramon Foster, at Schaefer on Sports, at J Mart Radio. Hashtag baby watch in full effect this morning.
Man.
Abby's got pregnancy brain. We've got multiple diaper genies because she ordered one and then she bought one and didn't realize that she had already gotten one.
Yeah. You know what yours is?
And then she said it's pregnancy brain. I was like, what's that? She's like, stuff's just kind of not computing all the way sometimes.
You know what we also call that, Jason? It's the first stage of cluttering your house, man.
We're not cluttering the house.
First stage of it right
there. I've been decluttering over the last few weeks. Yeah. Like I'm just like this stack of magazines that I thought I needed to keep. Mm. I keep moving them from house to house.
Yeah.
Probably just need to let them go.
No, you've entered a new world of everything is justifiable to buy with a baby. Everything is justifiable to buy with a baby, Jay. That's what you've entered in right now. You've entered in a world of, yeah, we can use that. Yeah. That's where you at right now. That's why you got two. Count them. One, two baby genies, Jason.
Well, one of them we're going to take back.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, I mean, she said
she's
that. She
take doesn't. It back.
I was just like, either that or you give it to your mom and we'll keep it over at your parents' house.
That ain't a bad thing. That ain't because who wants to be carrying that?
And you I know don't know how much a diaper genie is, but I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure it's not a $5 item.
Go to Amazon real quick. I got so many windows open on this computer.
Yeah, just make sure they're all safe, buddy.
They are.
We're on company Wi-Fi here, bro. You can watch yourself just a little bit.
Oh, 100%. Baby genies. Oh, yeah, the diaper thing.
Yeah.
I ain't even got the device for sale. I see one at $64, one at $79.99, and one for $39.95.
It's not that one. It's a complete system.
Ooh. It's got to be the $79. Older lock and steel door. Golly, the baby world has changed.
Well, the one with the steel door would just fit with the Game of Thrones crib they had.
I knew where that was going before you even finished the sentence.
Safe. When you're on, dog. When you own. Baby genies are expensive, Jay. I know y'all got the one with the locking door. Odor saving.
Probably. I just saw it in the box. I was like, so diapers go in there? All right, cool. Where are we putting it?
200 and above. Dang. Did y'all get the
$270
for a baby
oh,
genie?
Oh, no. 270 diapers fit into one of the little deals.
Ooh. I was about to say, golly, Jay, that's that Brentwood living for you right there. Got to continuously say Brentwood living with Jason Schaefer.
The amazing thing is you can do that with a straight face, you being you.
What I do, man? This is your baby watch.
Do I need to tweet out the photo of your house from the drone?
The house on a hill.
Hey.
That's on an estate. In a gated community.
Stay focused here. He's trying to divide and conquer here, okay?
Compared to you, I live in the setting from Wrong Turn.
Oh, I'm choosing violence.
Oh, yeah. The violence is here today.
Yes. As you brought in a container of Nutella today.
Abby's like, you've got to make sure you do that before before this happens. Like, Abby okay.
needs to grow up.
Again, set that up for good things.
She's got baby brain right now.
See, stop, I forgot Abby. To bring you a graham cracker or six.
A graham cracker or six? That's what we're doing.
I tell you what we're not doing.
What we're not
putting
doing.
Putting Julian Edelman in the Hall of Fame.
I was waiting for you to get to that point, man. But first and foremost, before we get to that point, when he failed the physical, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
PEDs?
Dog.
What?
Wow.
I'm talking Am I wrong? About, give me the kip and Napoleon Dynamite, please. Slap it.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Where is it?
Ah!
There's too many sound bites.
Yes.
There's too many sound bites now.
No, that was a smack right there from me to you, Jason. He said PEDs. No, he was going to Tampa.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, not when he said he was retiring.
No, but that was before. Like it was.
We
like
thought
he
was going to Tampa for a couple weeks or for a couple months.
For a couple months. Well, when he failed the physical, I was just thinking to myself, like, oh. Well, he's just failing it to go to Tampa is what I was thinking.
Mm.
Like, I legitimately was thinking, oh, well, here comes Tommy Boy getting his band back together. Also, Giovanni Bernard. It's another guy that went to Tampa. They're just stacking up right now.
Did Gio go there?
Gio went there,
yes. Of course
yes.
he went there.
On the one-year deal.
Of course he went there.
He went there on a one-year deal, man. They're just stacking up right now.
I mean, they should win, which means they won't.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. That's usually how it goes. Do you see, in 1 year, we've gone from talking all Kansas City to not talking Kansas City.
And I'm still picking them.
Are you really?
I mean, I guess I need to see what the couple of new pieces on the O-line are going to make them look mm-hmm. like and things. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Mahomes is still the best player in the world.
Yeah, I didn't want you to give him all the Edelman stuff just yet, which is why I took you away from it. Is that okay?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I just needed because I feel like I interrupted your conversation right there because we're choosing violence, Jason.
No, like truthfully, I want to wait until people are awake enough to hear the sound of my voice.
Hey.
As I say, no.
Simply put,
Julian Nodelman.
Julian Nodelman. That was a good play right there. That was a good play. But yeah, that's you still got Kansas City. Your top four teams to make it in. You got two NFCs and two AFC. Who you got?
I mean, Tampa's got to be one of them, right?
Yeah, NFC. Tampa.
And then it's between the Rams and the Packers, probably.
You still got Green Bay? You see the narratives that's being painted right now?
Well, I know what the narrative is Aaron Rodgers willing to sacrifice anything of himself in order to win a Super Bowl because he's not giving up a cent of his money.
Give me what you owe me. And that's money. All I want. Exactly. Yeah.
Mike Gold Jr. said it best.
Yes, he did, by the way. He'll be coming up soon this week.
Well, I mean, who else do you like in the NFC? The Saints aren't going to be the same.
No.
Panthers don't have enough.
Did they resolve their salary cap situation?
Kicking it down the road.
They're trying to kick it down the road. That's going to, again.
But, I mean, it's Jameis.
You said.
I like Jameis, but I don't love Jameis.
You don't love him.
I need to see more than that. I think Seattle's dysfunctional. I don't think Wilson's going out there to have the season of his life.
Yeah.
Who else is there? I don't like Kingsbury, so I'm not picking the Cardinals.
You really don't like Kingsbury. James Conner is actually going down there for our interview.
Yeah.
I just don't like Kingsbury. They made some moves.
I don't like Kingsbury.
You don't think they're making it foolproof?
No, I don't.
You don't see them making it foolproof as far as he's going to be the guy that stops the show.
I mean, if he can't run late game situations and blows it when it comes to clock management, that's not something his players can overcome.
That's true, too.
San Francisco probably be in the mix. It depends on the quarterback situation.
Okay. All right.
If they take Mac Jones and plan to start Jimmy Garoppolo all season.
I don't know why I laughed.
Do they take Kyle Pitts at that position?
They already got Kittle.
Why not have both?
Too tight.
They're taking a quarterback because they obviously don't
believe in
Jimmy
and Gronk.
G.
I know, but I feel like it's better ways to spend that pick, not on Mac Jones.
Let's say Corey in Murfreesboro. He's up first on the line this morning. Corey, go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I was wondering if that baby genie will bring you your next snack, bro.
He hung up.
I just Ron Slade you, man. Instead of sniped, it's called Slade now on this show. You get Slade. Slay, it's time for you to stop speaking.
Slay this morning said, hey, Shafe got cut off. I'm like, that's a you problem, bro.
He did tell him it was a
Jason
you
did it. I had nothing to
also,
do with
welcome
that.
Also, welcome into the building. He ain't here.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, Ron. They're saying you basically ditched us today. Way to go. And we know you up.
You can't handle face-to-face with me.
You can't handle face-to-face. Even on the last day of baby
there
watch,
be
man.
No first snack. Hey, for Ron Slay.
That was a solid call right there. He asked you, can it bring you? He's imagining it bringing you a snack, your yogurt, on a magical carpet.
That doesn't even make sense.
That is demerit.
Yes, that made it.
You have a tendency to just walk yourself into a corner at times, Ramon.
Oh, what'd I do?
That didn't go anywhere. That was a disaster.
It was a baby genie, like a carpet, bringing yogurt to him.
Nah, fam.
Birdies okay. only, buddy.
I see now today. Shafe has chosen a side.
The problem is that you don't want to be held accountable. What you said didn't make any sense. I held you accountable, awesome. Then you're like, you know what? And nah, it's not going to work this time.
All right. Guess who's backing away?
I'm guessing it's you.
Yep. Guess who's throwing Nutella up against the screen?
You're not doing that. I'll give you a plastic spoon during the break. Get your hazelnut cocoa on.
Why did Abby tell you to bring this in?
Because we discussed it, and she doesn't like the fact you haven't had it before.
Have not had it. I'm not missing much.
Here's a question for you. Is Nutella similar to not having seen Fletch?
No. Yes. Yes, it is. Now that I think of it.
You know why I'm saying that?
Yep, I do know why I'm saying that.
Mythology of the show, man. Go back into the archive. Podcast us wherever you get your podcast. Leave a 5-star review.
You can make that.
What?
I said you can make that joke. I like that one.
Okay. I was trying to kind of just sort of tiptoe up to the line right there and just drop the Nutella at the door. Like, here you go. Boom, boom, boom. It's like Moses at the front door.
A lean and sprint right here is what you do.
615-737-1045. 737-1045. Yep. Baby watch is on. I will field your advice today. I will field your parenting corner today. What? Oh, I thought you had a look on your face. You're just yawning. Moan. Yeah. Moan.
Six in the morning.
It's actually 6:13.
Police kicking my dope.
Okay. At J Martin Ramon on Twitter is where you can find us. You want to talk about Ratchet? Moan's on one right now. Schaefer's just shaking his head.
I'm iffy, Jack.
Yeah. Janu in the trainer room right now. That's what I've got to my left. We'll be right back. It's J Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
QB Snake.
Welcome back. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors here in Nashville. Sam Monson, Mike Janitti of Spot Track, and John Glennon, all set to join us a little bit later on in the show. Busy show. Let's get to Chris in Manchester. He's online. One, Chris, what's going on?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Not too much. Baby watching.
J. Martin, I got a couple of things for you, buddy, on your, actually about three things for you on your upcoming baby.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, make a schedule and keep it. You will not regret it.
Yes.
I had both my girls, luckily, thank God, I had both of them sleeping through the night in about 3 weeks by just keeping schedule with them. All right, that's number one. Number two, never, ever, ever, just like gremlins, don't get them wet after midnight. Don't ever run out of butt pay. Never. Okay. And then number three, that diaper genie that you said fills up at 270 diapers. When it's got 50 in it and fills full, do not try to jam the one poopy diaper in to make it one more full. You will regret it. It's like nasty popped chocolate Nutella balloon bomb when it goes off.
Hey,
all right, fellas, y'all have a good one.
We got Nutella in the studio.
Chris is trying to ruin Nutella right there. Is what he's trying to do.
I mean, he ain't far off from what he just said.
Make a schedule sounds like a good piece of advice.
No, that is the best piece of advice. As during the break, you're telling us about the degenerate Margo. What is Margo doing now these days?
Margo's lying, man.
She is lying season.
Margo is a trifler.
She's
whimpering in her crate after we put her in for the night.
Yeah.
Makes you think she needs to go outside one more time, and you try, and you take her outside, and she's just the Flintstones, man. She's having a great time.
Yeah.
All in people's yards.
Yeah.
Eating people's grass.
Yeah.
sniffing flowers.
Yeah.
In the weeds.
Yeah.
She loves to eat mulch.
Yeah.
She'll pull against the
leash.
Whatever. Yeah, the leash, whatever the heck it's called. I got pregnancy brain, too. Yeah. Margo's giving me pregnancy brain. The string that's attached to her neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other day, I let her out, and we get outside, and I'm holding the leash in my hand, and I realize I forgot to actually do anything with it.
Yeah.
And she's free.
Yeah.
And so I very casually just turned around.
Yeah.
And locked the front door.
Yeah.
Like everything was normal.
Yeah.
She got distracted by a car tire.
Yeah.
And so I was able to go back and grab her and do it. And then I think she realized about one clasp in that she was really close to being free.
Free.
Meow.
I want to be free.
Yeah. But Abby took her outside last night. Nope, nothing.
Why did she take her out, Jason?
Because she wouldn't stop.
She wouldn't stop.
It's like 20, 25 minutes. We're like, are we sure something's not wrong? Nothing was wrong.
What Chris said, keep a schedule.
Yeah.
That's with dogs, babies. I'm telling you, the moment that they realize they can train you, end of your existence.
I sat there and listened to it, and she was just like, gosh. And she got up. I was just like, famous last words. I knew immediately what was going on because it happened.
And you know what? A pregnant Abby with attitude and emotions, and Margo did not go when she needed her to. That's enough reason right there to just, you know what, Margo? You're going to the kennel. You're going to the kennel for a few days.
No.
That's throwing it out.
John and Dixon's next on the phones. John, what's up?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Mary, how are you?
All right. Hey, I just got a little baby advice, man. When my daughter was born, just the crazy thing is that they do with their eyes. Like, as the eyes closed, it'd be a happy little moment. They're smiling, so they open the eyes be rolled back in the head like the Undertaker. Yes. Or they'll be, like, tangled up and cross-eyed and stuff. I'm like, oh, no, I done broke the baby. What's happening? But, hey, that's a normal thing, man. It freaked me out. So long.
I bet.
I was like, oh, like just one eye be behind their nose. Just relax. It's going to be okay. It'll work itself out. Then just remember, enjoy that little bit of time you got, man, because if you got a daughter, you got 15 years for you doing 30 in prison. You have a good day.
Hey, this is some solid, like, it's jokes behind this advice with everybody, but it is solid. It's very solid, Jason. His best thing he said right there was, it's going to work itself out. I promise you, nobody can tell you how to raise your kid, and every rule book is different per child, too, Jason.
I've heard about this skin-to-skin thing.
Yeah.
I've been told to pack an extra large, like, sweatshirt or shirt or something because it's for bonding purposes.
Uh-huh.
It's for breastfeeding and bonding. I told my wife, I was just like, well, I don't think I can breastfeed.
Nah, Sally.
She's like, it's also for bonding. I was like, okay.
It's for bonding. Skin to skin.
I never heard of there's a lot of stuff I'm hearing about for the first time in the last few days.
It's getting close again.
What's the line? I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
Can you milk
me? I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
The screen. Yeah.
Know what movie that's from, Mo?
That's from American Pie.
No, it's not.
It was close.
From Meet the Parents.
Yeah, it was one of them.
Jeff in the Burrows next on the line. Jeff, what's going on?
I'm pretty good. How you doing today, guys?
Morning.
All right, got some advice for you with Margo and arrival of the baby watch.
Mm-hmm.
Which, before she comes home, have the baby lay it on a blanket and bring the blanket home a day before you bring the baby home and put it in the cage with Margo.
Oh, to get her used to the smell so she's not as surprised?
Yes, because if not, the dog will be all freaked out about the new smell in the house. But if you bring that blanket in there so that it has a baby smell to it, the dog will come up, give a quick sniff, and just go on about his business.
Oh, that's pretty, hey, that makes all the sense in the world.
That actually
right
does
there,
make sense.
Because I'm worried about Margo. I'm going to be real with you. If I'm not worried about you, Abby, or the baby, it's Margo that I'm worried about, man.
Why are you worried about her?
Because it's just going to be such a shell shock. It's like
MC Ratchet.
What is it? Dogs are 7 years per year, human year, something like that. So what I'm thinking is, look, Margo's basically already six.
okay, about to be seven. She's about to be a year soon.
No, she's already been. She's already a year.
So she's seven.
Yeah.
Now imagine you being a kid. She's probably 7 and a half right now, okay? Then a new baby comes in the house. It's going to tilt her world upside down, man. So the last caller just called and said, hey, introduce Margo. I think you're right. Margo is going to lose her mind, man. I'm telling you, it's good luck.
I still think there's going to be a moment where Margo's going to be in between Jason and the baby and stands ground for the baby and just growls like hell at Jason.
That's something we need.
Dog loves me.
This is going to happen.
That's something we need on film, Shay.
That dog's loyalty is going to flip like that.
I'm talking about ASAP.
Salary cap. Jason in Kentucky's up next on the line. Jason, what's going on?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, just a little advice. When the baby is sleeping, put it down. You know, lay it down, you know, to sleep and let it sleep. Don't hold it all the time. Mm-hmm. And the second one is when it is sleeping, go about your normal routine. Vacuum. Do everything, you know, you would normally do. Don't worry about the noise or whatever. You know, it'll learn your environment. But if you try to creep around, oh, it'll be a silent sleeper.
Oh, you can't vacuum.
Yes, you can. The moment that, I'm telling you, he's right. In a quiet house, any little creak, if you try to keep the house super quiet, shh, all of that stuff, the baby will hear all of that, like, after the fact. So if you're, like, watching a show, leave the show up. If you're walking around normally, walk around like that. God, I wish these people were around and tell us some of this stuff. Keish, we should have been doing a radio show a long time ago, okay? Because this is some value. And it's from guys. This is solid. The house thing, Jason, turn that damn vacuum on, okay? That's what I'm telling you. Legitimately, because if you don't, you're going to be like, God, the baby's waking up every single time I laugh at a TV show. That is so true. God is bringing back so many memories.
We were already talking about we'll be watching TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
To keep her or him from hearing it.
Yeah. Nah. That is God. Jason.
All right. Baby's going to hear Falcon and the Winter Soldier on full blast.
Yeah. No. For you, you let loud muffler guy need to ride by your house.
Woody and Jolton's next on the line. Woody, what's up?
What's up, Woody?
Yeah, hey, man. J-Mar, just to give you the best advice, man, don't let your wife get the baby in the bed, even if the baby gets sick when it's small, because it starts off, man, and take you 10 years to get the baby back out of the bed. It's one of the worst mistakes you can make. So even if the baby's sick, keep it in its room or keep it in its crib, man. It'll be the best advice I can give you. Man, y'all have a good day. Good talking with you.
Appreciate it, Woody. See, we actually have that rule planned.
Woody, I'm proud of you, man. I told him this last week, and you just reaffirmed it. And I'm just, guys, from the bottom of my heart, the ones that's calling in on Baby Watch giving advice, this is stupendous, okay? This is everything that we needed this show to be today, because you are the ones leading the charge on to be a perfect dad, and I love it. Jason, you better not let us down.
Wow.
That's pressure.
Easy killer. Easy killer. Down, Peaches.
Down, Peaches.
Rick and Hermitage is next. Rick.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. What's up, man? Hey, let me tell you, they ain't lying about making as much noise as you need to, because them babies that can sleep through anything. The day we brought my son home from the hospital, I set his bassinet over the top of my surround sound speaker. And his mom was like, what in the world are you doing? And I said, you just watch. I'll have his baby where won't nothing wake him up. And he's 26 this week. And I'm telling you, a bomb could go off and that boy will not wake up.
I know he's serious, but the joke is still amazing, man.
Bassinet on the surround sound speaker.
He said he's 26 years old. What does that take us back to? That take us back to the late 2000s. I mean, late 90s right there.
Oh.
That was what, Bose?
Yeah, what? Well, I mean, Bose is still a thing.
I mean, yeah,
Bose. For normal people, I mean, I have a soundbar right now.
JVC?
Yeah.
Like
for
the
normal people.
Cousin Scooby just tweeted me and said, the best advice I can give you is be a parent, not a friend. I can't stand the way parents do that.
That's a balance, though.
Well, I think you have to. There's got to be some kind of delineation of respect.
Yeah, no, 100%. There is a line. You bet not ever be a line stepper at all.
Right.
But there is a conversation. Like, I have conversations with my boys. Like, we talk. Because if there, if one is two things. This God, I'm going to sound like an old head when I say this. But this generation of kids, and maybe they said the same thing about us, but they don't really talk. They don't have conversations. So I make it a point to have conversations with my boys. I make it a point for them to look at me and I look at them when we're having a conversation. My wife does the same thing with them. So I guess that is still playing a parent role. But there's a me, I'm 35, and I got a 12-year-old. So I'm, I guess, what do you want to call it? Borderline young parent to kid ratio. So my relatability to him, whether a dad or not, is still going to be a little bit closer because mm-hmm. we're closer in age.
Mm-hmm.
So I paint that line, but I'll tell you this. They're not line steppers either. We're going to joke. He'll joke with me. They'll joke with us and stuff like that. But as far as the buddy-buddy stuff or the laughing at, like, them doing silly stuff all the time, yeah, like, I ain't going to say silly stuff, dumb stuff. There's a difference between silly and dumb stuff. Like, there's some parents that do stuff with their kids like, really? You allow that? Did he just cuss you out? Oh, okay. All right. He can't come over our house, but okay. Mm-hmm. You know, certain lines has got to be drawn in the sand. I agree, but relationship, man, more than anything. And every parent is different.
Yeah, I mean, what works for you might not work for me.
Facts. Facts.
Now, the baby with the noise thing is interesting.
You didn't.
Because I was already planning on tiptoeing around everywhere and all that.
Dog. You'd ruin the experience. Anytime you went to go out the door, you know, it would ruin. Like, I'm sure you got an alarm system where it's like ding, ding when you go in and out the house. That would wake up the baby every single time. So if that's what you're doing when you take him out of the crib or when you put him in the crib, continue to do that, Jason. The noise thing, I've seen people just try to keep the house super quiet. And anytime somebody open up a bag of chips, the baby is up crying. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's a very solid.
Well, right? It's not an issue for his kid because once it gets into that crib, it's going to be Gen Pop. It's not going to be a big deal.
I showed Keisha and everybody the crib this past week. It was like, yep, looks just like it. Looks just.
I mean, his kid's going to have a shiv in its back pocket.
Yeah, no, nah, for real, Shave. Can we put money
crib
on?
Crib is nice.
Can we put money on his books already? Not a 529 either.
It's so nice.
Y'all got, that's another thing too. Start up a 529. That's a scholarship plan for kids. Education is actually pretty cool. Do that now. It'll stack interest and growth over time. Get baby Rashay for scholarship.
Well, last night, we were about to go to sleep and Abby's like, it's the end. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is our last night when it's just us and Margo. And then she was like, our dinks are over. And I was like, or what? She goes, double income, no kids.
Wow. Double income, no kids.
Dink. Because our dink time has come to a close. I was like.
I figured since you already having a child that was given that your dinks were over.
I did.
See, that's where I was at, Shafe. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, please tell me you're not saying what I think you're saying. Oh, double income, no big deal.
Sleeping in dual beds out here?
Sitting 1950s bewitched.
Exactly. Jason. What I've been telling you the last couple of days, though, or since I seen you, is like, take advantage. You showed up like 2 minutes before your time yesterday. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you steal your time from yourself? You're supposed to take all the time you can until this baby comes. You know why? Because after this baby hits this earth, your time is no longer your time. Your sleep patterns will be off. You'll be more grumpy, Jason, because you won't have your afternoon naps.
I don't really do the afternoon nap more thing grumpy? Very much. Oh, shut that up. There's nobody more grumpy than you.
He admits to it.
I own that. It doesn't bother me.
Exactly. This, hey, the knowledge that they kicked this morning was pretty awesome, though, too. The guys that called in.
Hey, we'll keep the baby advice flowing on the program. However you want, you can call in and talk to us about Edelman and his Hall of Fame credentials. We're going to jump into that.
You like that one. Edelman and his what?
Hall of Fame credentials. That's how I'm saying it.
Yeah, right.
I'm setting y'all up for the fall right now.
I know you got some ether over there like, man. Nas. You're basically Eminem right now.
I just got one thing to say. I got a tweet from somebody yesterday in response to my comment about Edelman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know what? This is hilarious. Mm. Trey says, I think most people don't realize that he, Wes Welker, and Danny Amendola are all different people. If he gets credit for all the catches and yards you thought were him, he's probably in. I was like, you know what? That's a darn good point.
That's so savvy. Jason.
I saw that come through. I'm like, yeah, because I bet that's true. You probably bleeded over and forgot that half that was Welker.
So basically that was random white guy possession receiver? Yes.
Plug and play.
White guy slot receiver.
Ricky Prohl is somewhere just smiling and laughing.
Chris Hogan's like, why couldn't I get mentioned?
Cole Beasley's like, I never played New England.
Yeah.
I know, right? People who had a monster year this year, by the way, also.
Adam Humphrey's wondering how he dodged getting there. How did he not end up there for a year or two?
I know, especially after leaving.
Well, he could have went. He picked the Titans over the Patriots.
Yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah. I wonder how that would have worked out.
Would have worked out fine.
Just plug and play.
Worked out just fine.
The slot white guy right there.
Yeah.
I know what. They used to torture us. I ain't going to lie to you. Edelman, Welker. Dog. Well,
look, it was a great position. And no, those guys are great.
It changed the world. They right now are the reason why teams have to invest in the slot, like, corner. Like, you have to have a guy right there. New England is the reason why. Like, watching Tom Brady and Edelman and Welker just all be on the same page of making plays across the middle, and then next thing you know, you try to put a safety on them, and then they're beating safeties. Like, his run, their run, that position in New England, I don't know if they'll be able to get it back because clearly it seems to be Tom's. It seems to be his offense, the way he ran it. It works for him, the mastermind behind it. He and Bill, whatever their relationship was, it worked. And for these reasons of what, well, I'll say how that position was defended in the league after they started it up, it changed offenses around for sure.
It did. But that's just when I saw that come through, I was just like, yeah, because you think it was all the same. Some people would have thought that, I imagine.
Yeah. Okay, this is something. Is did New England birth that position for Cheetah in Kansas City?
That's interesting. We'll get into Edelman a lot more in the 7 o'clock hour before we bring on your best friend Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus. Pantomime villain number one, or is that Buck Rising? Ooh. Which one's like that? Could be a poll. What's the number one pantomime villain on this show?
Interesting.
Is it Monson? Mm-hmm. Is it Buck?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know who the other people are.
No, I think those
the audience would be Jeff,
Eric Kane,
Eric Kane,
Eric Kane. Nah, we're good with Eric Kane.
Oh, we're cool with Eric Kane.
Slay.
I mean, we're not with Eric Gange, but we are with Eric Kane.
Yeah.
As long as you spell your Eric with a C and not a K, everything's good.
Don't tell that to the Predators' newest defense.
There you go. Mike, I'm out. Joy, I see we got your call. We'll get to it as soon as we get back out of this break, brother. I promise you that. 615-737-1045. Today is hashtag baby watch final day, so you got plenty of chances to get in and just drop your advice. And a lot of the nuggets have been good during this first hour, according to Ramon. I'm not a parent, so I'm just basing it on what I think is going to be the case.
They've dropped nuggets on you today.
I might, before I leave the hospital, I might ask him for another one of those barium smoothies from my CT scan I had done a few weeks ago.
Using up all resources. Might as well.
Well, it's pretty good, man. It's a vanilla frozen smoothie. We'll be right back. It's J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Butt paste. Welcome back. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone, Little Red Hot Chili Peppers, or Weird Al Yankovic, whichever one you want to go with. Bedrock or whatever it was, the Flintstone song. Back in
Yabba
the day.
Dabba Yabba Doo now.
That's the one. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Jason Martin, 11-year NFL veteran, involved for life. Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer. We'll jump into the Edelman story next hour. We're going to throw the heat. We're going to throw a Jack Leiter no-hitter. That's what we're about to do. Let's go to line one. Mike is in Mount Juliet this morning. Mike, go right ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey, man.
Good. I got a couple of things I want to tell you about this baby situation.
Yeah.
First of all, I think you should take your Charlie Brown blanket and a nice pillow when you go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is make sure you sleep when the baby sleeps.
Yes.
Or else you will not sleep, my friend.
You will never sleep. That whole goo-goo gaga, like staring at the baby as it sleeps stuff?
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
Yeah, you got to sleep when he or she sleeps.
Yeah.
What are you having, a boy or a girl?
We don't know.
They don't know
yet. We're taking it to the delivery room.
Oh, okay. No gender reveal party or nothing like that?
No, we wouldn't do that anyway, but we wanted the surprise of it because this is one surprise we actually can control.
All right, I heard that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ramon, I got something to tell you, man. My great uncle was the first African American to play at UT.
Nice. Yeah. I knew the name. God, I just saw that recently too.
Lester.
Yes.
Lester McClain.
Yes. 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 I saw that recently on Facebook.
Lester, I'll put that on the name list. I'll put that on the name list, Mike.
Oh, that's awesome.
Appreciate you, man.
Got to go with Lester.
Lester.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
Lester Martin.
Lester Martin. I like that.
Lester Martin works at the corner store. You don't try to steal the magazine on his watch.
Lester Martin, babe.
You don't want to steal a magazine on this guy's watch either.
What? I didn't realize he was making an appearance.
Oh, come on. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Cuzzo Mike in Cleveland with his walk-up music. Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, Cuzzo?
What's up, fam?
How are you?
What's up, y'all? Jay, I called to give you some advice, man.
Yeah.
Some real serious advice. I DM'd you last night also.
I saw it just now.
You saw it?
I saw it just now.
Yeah, man. It's a slick little message on there. I go ahead and say it to the public. As these kids get older, you know, we got to start watching what they listen to.
Yeah.
It's a lot of good brothers, you know, rapping the truth. And we ain't got to always just give them this bull crap that they play on the radio. So mm-hmm. I sent you a few guys, man, that I know my nieces and nephews love listening to that music. Moan, check them out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Your little sons might, you know, appreciate them as well, man.
Right, so, sure.
There you go. That's my little tidbit, you know. I just wanted to let you know about it. I'll say blessed.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Yeah, he sent me some faith-based hip-hop.
Awesome.
Is what he sent me in a DM. And I had heard of none of these folks, actually. But man, that's good stuff.
That's a good thing.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had just seen it come in. And he was like, I sent you a DM. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I just saw it. I did not overlook it. Didn't overlook it. Well, yeah, so I don't know that I'm going to get caught in the hypnotism of watching the baby.
Yes. Yes, you will. Yes, 100% you will. You're going to be staring at the baby while it's asleep.
Here's the real talk. I got the bass to the car seat in the car now, like, ready. Like, just the idea of the car seat.
The bass is in there?
Yeah, the bass is in there with the latch system.
Yeah, oh, you did the latch, too?
I did the latch.
I'm going to be real. I was neglectful some of the times with the latch, man. That's so bad.
What do you mean you were neglectful?
Because
What are you talking about?
I didn't realize you actually had to, like, snap that thing in. It was actually somebody that told me, like, hey, you got to put this on here.
That's why it's a latch,
yeah,
Ramon.
That's why it's called latch.
I thought it was just an extra piece that was onto it. It was, like, extra
lock
screws
and tether,
the back.
Children,
hey,
something.
My boys made it. They made it, Jay.
No thanks to you.
Wow.
I had no idea that the latch was not supposed to, like, click in after the fact.
That's why it's a latch.
You put it in the car seat for the baby or maybe for Sam Monson. Sam Monson joins us in about 20 minutes.
You took me out with that one.
Steve Palazzolo has a car seat. In the back seat for Sam Monson.
You think
Palazzolo
picks up Monson and cradles him like a child since they're so different in size?
I think he just jerks him up by the back of the T-shirt.
By the belt loop, like
yeah,
my old
by
man
by the belt
did.
Loop,
yeah.
That's it. Carries him like a suitcase.
And look, y'all put all this off on me, and it's all you guys with the slander.
I did that a couple of times when my nieces and nephews were really young. If they were misbehaving, I just picked them up by the back of their pants and just carried them
Tell
around.
Me you couldn't see Sam Monson's parents asking for a booster seat at the steakhouse.
How old was he?
How old is he?
He was 12 at the time in a booster seat.
Well, I think he's 14 now.
Awesome. The way their ratings
man. Work. We're just having fun. Hopefully he's going to have negative things to say about Julian Edelman.
I hope so.
Yeah, we're going to talk Julian Edelman when we come back. His Hall of Fame credentials. We'll also take your baby advice all morning long at 615-737-1045. An hour down, three to go. A whole lot more Monson hate still to come as he'll join us in 25 minutes. Be right back. Jay Martin, 104.5 The Zone.
Pause.